That's what I want to see. Thank you. All right. Good morning again, people of God. This is Sister LaShonda, and we're going to go ahead and get right started. I don't took some of Sister Elaine's time. I apologize. Our first prayer lead, Sister Elaine, go ahead and put some coal on the altar.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine this morning. I am so happy this morning. I have been asking God, I was like, why can't LaShonda be on Mondays with me? And I had been praying about that. And this morning, I tell you, God is everything, and he is everything to us. He'll do what you asked him to do when you mean in your heart. And I'm just so, I'm so happy. I'm in my location, in my kitchen at the table. And just to hear her voice, it just made me so happy. I am so happy. I am so grateful that he let her not work on Mondays to be on Mondays with me. I really needed that, just to hear her voice and hear what all she does when she's on. I thank you, God, this morning for her this morning. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. My topic this morning is Unfailing Love, Psalms 33 and 22. In the Bible, unfailing love is a constant theme that describes God's faithful and merciful love for his people. It is a love that is steadfast and unchanging, even when people are unfaithful. Psalms 36, God loves as best as heaven reaching beyond the clouds. Psalms 14 and 3 compares human love for God to love, for God's love is for humans. Psalms 109, 26 and 2 asks God to save the speaker according to his unfailing love. Psalms 13, 5 and 6 expresses trust in God's unfailing love. Jeremiah 31 and 3, God has loved with an everlasting love. Isaiah 54 and 10 says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, said the Lord that has mercy on thee. 1 John 4, 7 and 10, it says, the Bible discusses unconditional love in several places, including 1 John, as I said, Matthew 5 and 45. He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends a rain. 1 John 3 and 1, God loves you unconditionally, and he allows you to call him daddy. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. God's love with agape. Father, I thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you this morning for loving each and every one of us that's on this line. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that we ask you for, and you grant them to us if we are in your will, Lord. I thank you this morning, Lord, because you have been a good God to each and every one of us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, like I asked, that I asked a prayer for Sister LaShonda this morning, and you granted me that this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for anything that I ask you for, you give to me and to others. I thank you for each and every person, Lord God, that is on this line each and every day and every day of the week, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you even for the ones that's far, that's not in this ministry, but we're called the body of Christ, and everyone is in this ministry. I thank you, Lord God, for this new ministry that you have set up through our Honorable Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark and his wife, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for them this morning for continually to just be where you set him to be, Lord God, in this ministry for us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your unfailing love, because it's nothing like this love, nothing like this love that can compare to any love that we have ever felt. We thank you, Lord God, because this love, your unfailing love, we need it, Lord God. We need this love, Lord God. We need this love for one another, Lord God. We need this love to show up each and every day so that when people see us, they'll say, oh, this person, they have the love of God on them. We want this unconditional and this unfailing love that you have set out, Lord God. I thank you for each and every person that get on this line, Lord God, that we all are different. You have made us all different, but you have made us one in you, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, because we need to have your unfailing love, your unconditional love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, again for your son, Jesus, that died on that cross for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that maybe in his mind he was like hesitant to do that. But then when he thought about the love of you, Lord, he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this because this is what my Father wants me to do. I want to be obedient to my Father, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to die for everyone. I'm going to die, and I'm going to do what my Father asked me to do. And now he did it, and now he lives. He came off that cross for us, and we are thankful and grateful for that, that he lives. Not only do he live, but he lives in us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your unfailing love, because there's nothing like it, Lord God. We lift our hands to you this morning. We bow our heads down to you on our knees, and we thank you, Lord God, for your unfailing love. We don't know what we would do without you, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. We love you, and we want to worship you. We want to glorify you. We want to honor you each and every day that we open up our eyes, and thank you, Lord God, because you gave us another day to be here, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We worship you this morning. We ask that you forgive us for our sins this morning, Lord God, for our thoughts, even when we're not thinking good or clearly, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning, because you have unfailing love for them, Lord God, this morning. We thank you because you said that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God, and you're healing the sick this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that they're still alive and they can open their eyes and say, thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. We are grateful to you for them this morning, Lord God. I thank you for the little children that's out in this weather, this weather that we call bad, but it's not bad to you, because you made this weather. You've made everything. I ask you that you protect these kids from all hurt, harm, and danger. I see little kids, and they're walking by themselves to the bus stop with no adult around them. But, Lord, I know that you're protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this ministry, Lord God. I thank you that we're able to come on at any time and express how we love you and how we want to do what you expect us to do, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We honor you this morning. We praise you this morning because there is none like you in heaven or on earth, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We thank you even for the elderly this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you keep them strong, Lord God. Keep them strong. Keep them healthy, Lord God. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. And we thank you for them also this morning, Lord God. We thank you because you have been good to us. We thank you that you continually to be good to us. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God. We give you thanks. We give you praise when we wake up every hour, every minute, every second of the day. We thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you're about to do because you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters. We don't, whatever happens in this world, we know that you have control over everything because you own everything. You are everything, Lord God. And we thank you this morning. We thank you and we praise you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you thanks again, over and over again. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to turn it back to Sister Minister LaShonda. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Elaine, thank you so much. We appreciate you. You always start us off so strong on Monday. Listen, people, as much as y'all have missed me, I'm telling y'all, I have missed y'all so much. But this, I'll tell you this, my prayer doesn't stop. I continue to pray. Even if I can't get on the line, I continue to pray. And the other thing that I want to exhort the people to do is share the line. Tell somebody else about the line. If it's blessing you, believe me, it will bless somebody else. Listen, pray for them in person. If they're asking for prayer, pray for them right then. But also share with, tell them, hey, come over to the line. Get your morning started off right. They don't have to stay the whole hour, but it's here. It's a blessing. I believe that the Lord answers. Listen, Pastor Lenora has her own testimony. I'm not going to testify for Pastor Lenora, but if you saw yesterday's service, you seen her at the end, she's feeling better that the Lord answers prayer. Y'all know I've already testified. My grandbaby, they didn't know what was going on. Her breathing was down at 76%. She was on oxygen, everything. But y'all's prayers, the prayers of the righteous, they availeth much. That's what the word tells us. And we know that his love is unfailing. Sister Elaine prayed this morning, but his love is unfailing. It's an unfailing love. Before we even knew him, he died for us. That's unfailing. So we are so glad. We are so glad to be here once again. Let me get in order. Listen, let me go to my notes because I haven't been here in a minute, so I got to pull it up. Hey, so we do know that every seed produces a harvest. Every seed produces a harvest, and I believe that this is good ground. So you sow your seed, and you're going to get it back. And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark, or you can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. And I believe that the Lord will increase it. It will come back to you bigger than what you sow, because the seed is small, but the harvest is plenty, all right? All right, let me get out y'all way. Our next prayer lead, Sister Cynthia, my mother, if you're ready, it is in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia. And my word today is let God reign. And I'm out of Romans, the 11th chapter, starting at the 33rd verse. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We truly give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, because we know that you rule and you reign, God, and we're thankful and we're grateful for it, God, because for who has known the mind of you, God? Who has known your mind? And so, Lord, we know that through your word, God, we have an opportunity to get to know who you are. We have an opportunity, God, to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly, you're the only God that answers according to your word. You're the only true and living God. There is no other God. And so we thankful and we grateful that we got the opportunity to get to know who you are, God, that we might live according to your word, that we might live, God, according to how you calling us to live, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, you said that man can't live by bread alone, or by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we got to become to live every word that comes out of your mouth, God, has to become our life, has to become our whole life, God. So when we speak, God, we'll speak about you. We'll speak your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for keeping us, Lord, for another day, God, keeping us to do your will in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you and we just praise you, God. We speak to all those mountains that standing in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We just claim the victory under the blood, whatever it is, God, that we're going through in our lives. We just pray, God, that you would answer according to your word. We pray, God, that you would supply the need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We pray, God, because you said, God, that we're in this world, but we're not of the world, God. And so, God, we just pray that your bloodshed covering us continue to cover us, God. We just pray, God, that when the enemy tries to come against us, Lord, you set up a standard against them. And so, God, greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. And, Lord God, we thank you for your word because, Lord, you said that the storm came to both houses, the one that stood on the rock and the one that was built on the sand. But, God, the storm didn't exempt each house. It came to both houses, God. But the house that was standing on you, the house that was standing on the word, even though the storm came, it was not able to destroy. And so, God, storms are coming in our lives, but it cannot destroy us, God. Why? Because we're standing on your name, God. We're standing on the rock. We're standing on the one who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, God, we thank you for the abundant life that you have given unto us. We just give you the praise, God, because you're worthy, that we're able, God, to tell somebody else about you, God, able to tell somebody else our testimony, God. Lord, how we got delivered and set free because of you, God. And when we cried out, God, you answered. And, God, we are thankful and we are grateful, God. And I pray, Lord, even those now that have a fleece before you, God, even those now that are seeking you like never before, I pray, God, that you will meet the need. I pray, God, that you will open up a window from heaven to pour them out a blessing, God, that it won't be room enough to receive. And you will rebuke the devil for their sake, God. And thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you, God, even, Lord, even if they're in the situation, God, where the people are losing their jobs, God, I pray, God, that you would raise up another job for them, God. I pray, God, that you allow them to know that you're God, that you allow them to know you're king, God. You rule, you reign, God. Nobody has authority over you. So, God, we thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you have and you have passed on to your people, God, because you love us so much, God. And we thank you for loving us, Lord, even in times where we didn't feel love. We thank you, God, that you came along and you showed love and you showed compassion. And, God, even on today, we have to show compassion to the people, God. We have to cry out, God. We have to intercede. We have to pray, God, that you will supply the need. We have to pray, God, that destruction don't come upon your people. Because, Lord, you fight for your people. You fight for us, God. And, Lord God, as we give you back your word, you said, give me back my word and see will I not honor it. So, God, we thank you that we can come before you, God, and give you your word, God. We can seek your face, God. We hunger and thirst after righteousness, God, that we stand in right standing with you. You said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The greater one resides on the inside of us, God. And we're so grateful and we're so thankful that you sent the Holy Spirit to live on the inside, to guide and direct us in the directions that we should go. We have to honor you in all our ways, and you will direct our path, that our path won't be a crooked way, that our path won't be a way, God, that you would not have us to go. And so, God, we're thankful, and we are grateful, God. I pray that even on today, God, that you will meet the need that's on the line, God. Whatever the need may be, God, I pray that you will supply the need. I pray, God, that you will answer, God. I pray, God, that even as a lot of us are standing in the hallway waiting, God, giving you praise and glory and honor, because we know that praise confused the enemy. He doesn't understand why we're praising you when we should be whining and complaining. We're not. We're giving you the glory. We're giving you the honor, waiting on the answer to come to pass. And so, God, we're thankful and we're grateful that you're a God that answers and that our prayers do come to pass and you do meet the need, God, and you do love your people, God. And so, God, we thank you that every day we can search your word. Every day we can seek your faith. Every day we can call out to you, God, because we need you in our life, God. We can't do anything without you, God. We can't make a move without you, God. We have to ask, God, that you help us through whatever it is that we're going through. So I pray, God, if healing, if they need healing today, I pray, God, that you will heal. I pray, God, that you would meet the need. I pray, God, that you would deliver and set free. I pray, God, that whatever is going on in any of our lives, God, that you're there to cover us under the blood. And so, God, I pray for our children, God, that you will continue to strengthen, continue to lead them in the right way, God. Lord, but God, we are accountable for whatever it is that we know. We are accountable for it, God. So when we stand before you, we won't be able to say, Lord, I didn't know. And then you'll begin to show us what we did know, God. So allow them to know they are accountable, God. We pray for our grandchildren, God, that you'll keep them covered, that, God, you'll touch their hearts, that they'll begin to seek after you like never before, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're living in these last days. And so, God, let us move, God, like it's urgent. Let us move, God, while we're seeking your face, while we're turning our plate over, God, seeking you, God, that the answer is there. And so, God, we know that it's there because we're giving you your word. We're not just praying anything. We're just not saying anything. But, God, we're praying your word, and we're waiting on you to answer. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. Now, you said if we have faith as a mustard seed, so we can speak to the sycamine tree, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. What is the sycamine tree, God? The sycamine tree is whatever's going on in our lives. We can speak to it. You don't have authority over us. You don't have a right to destroy us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But we got to speak it by faith. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, God, by faith, we have to speak your word. And then we have to do something. You said faith without works is dead. So, God, we speak your faith, but we got to get up and we got to do something. And so we got to move knowing, God, that as we move in your direction, you're moving with us and you're before us, God. And I always say, go in the room, God, before us. And make the room, God, just as if you designed that room. You give us the answers, God. You help us through whatever it is that we're going through. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you today. Now I speak to the mountains that standing in our way, be thou removed and cast into the sea. I pull down every stronghold I claim the victory under the blood. God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. For truly, you're worthy to be praised. And so I thank you and I praise you, God, for all that you're doing in our lives and all that you're going to do in our lives, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind as we make sound decisions, God. As we make sound decisions, we thank you, God, that we don't have to live in fear, because we know that fear is torment. And so we know that we can cast down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, when our obedience is fulfilled. And so, God, we thank you that our obedience stand, God, in righteous with you, in right standing. And so I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I thank you and I praise you for this day. I pray, God, that you will continue to bless this prayer line. I pray, God, that you will continue to send more people on this prayer line, God. And I pray, God, even when we're not on the prayer line, that we'll continue, God, to seek your face like never before. And I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor in Jesus' name. And I thank you today. And so, saints, I just ask this morning that y'all continue to pray for me, because I broke my toe. So we're going to get up this morning and go and try to see what's going on. Well, I'm thankful and I'm grateful I'm here. And so I give them glory and I give them honor. I turn it back over into the hands of Minister LaShonda. God bless you, saints.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Listen, before we go on, y'all know, y'all already know, I know some are at work. That would have been me. Some are at work, but I want to give us a moment just to give God praise, give him glory, give him honor. I'm about to unmute the line. Can somebody praise him with me? Just take a moment. Thank you for it. Hey, I want y'all to continue to pray.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Y'all heard my mother. She don't broke her toe. She in New Mexico. She broke her toe. She broke her toe. And listen, y'all know, anytime you stub your toe, it's very painful. But you break the toe, it's not too much they can do. But we know that God can still. He's a healer. We know that God can relieve that pain. And she said something that she always used to tell us when she would pray for us, that she would send his angels. Let the Lord set the atmosphere in the room. I still pray that way today. And I thank God because he has set the atmosphere even this morning on the line. I believe that the Lord is right here. You know why? Because he said it in his word. He said that that he is in the midst of his people, where two or three are gathered in his name. Thank you, Lord. There you are.
Amen,
in the midst.
Amen, amen.
I'm so grateful this morning that that's where he is this morning. Hey, I'm not going to eat up too much more of Sister Pat's time. Sister Pat, I already know that you are ready. I am so glad to hear you this morning. It's in your hands.
Good morning, everybody. Praise be unto you, Almighty God, that causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And greater work shall we do. And my topic this morning is pride and humility. Coming from Proverbs 29 and 23. Proverbs 29 and 23 says, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 11 and 2 says, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the low is wisdom. Proverbs 15 and 33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. 18 and 12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 8 and 13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil ways and the foul mouth do I hate. 1 John 2 and 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Proverbs 22 and 4 says, but humility and the fear of the Lord are richness and honor and life. When we come into the knowledge of who Jesus is, we won't lust after the flesh and of the eye. We seek the will of God for our lives and others. We walk in the light. And Jesus is the light of the world. And we follow after Jesus Christ. And we can minister when we follow after Jesus Christ and seek his will. We can minister from our own location. As she was saying, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we follow after Jesus Christ. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, that we don't have to walk in darkness. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, the love, and a sound mind. And ever since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence taken by force. And we are soldiers in the army of the Lord God. And we can't fail. We shall win. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. People can't discourage us. And demons don't defeat us. Storms don't weary us. Persecution doesn't silence us. Can't silence us. Sickness don't stop us. Hell can't handle us. Death don't destroy us. We will always triumph. Glory to God. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord God, taught by the Holy Spirit. Tested by fire, we are soldiers marching into heaven. And we advance the kingdom of God 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. That we don't have to be jealous or envy of anyone because we know who Jesus is. When we know who Jesus is, we can walk in the light. He is the light. We are followers of Christ. And God fight our battles. We don't have to fight our battles. God fight our battles. And we stand in the gap to make up the hedges. And we pray one for another that we all might walk in the light. And we stand in the gap and intercede for the whole world. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We are city on a hill. We pray and intercede for the whole world. And everything that the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Lord, let us walk in thy will. Lord, we pray, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. Thank God for abundant life. He is Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. And we cast all our cares upon the Lord thy God, that he cares for us. That we can walk in the will of the Lord God. Lord, we pray, God, fill us up, Lord. Lord, let us lay at the feet of Jesus. Wash us, God, with your hyssop. Cleanse us, God, inside out, Lord. Lord, that the people, God, don't see us, Lord. They see you in us, Lord. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, your character, God. Your agenda, your will, our will, God. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, thank you for blessing us, God. Lord, we pray, God, let us be powerful generators, God. Let it fall on us, Lord, all the days of our life, Lord. Increase, increase, God, in every area of our life, Lord. In wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding, in revelation, knowledge, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is, I am, ever what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world of gifts. And we stand in the gap, God, to make up the hedges, Lord. Thank God for Jesus. He called us into holiness, that we walk in holiness. He said, be ye holy, that I am holy. Lord, we come, God, to Mount Zion by faith. Command to deliver us upon our life. Deliver us, Lord. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Transform us, Lord. Where we need transforming, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, let our light shine for Jesus. We thank and praise you, God, for what you already done, for what you're going to do, God. Thank God for blessing us with all spiritual blessings of the Lord, that we don't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. That we don't have to walk in pride and arrogance because we know who Jesus is. Jesus is the light of the world. He came in order that we might live. live unto him. We thank you, God, for your son that died on the cross, God, that we might have life and to have life more abundantly, that we don't have to walk in darkness when we know who Jesus is. And we pray, God, Lord, let your word run rapid throughout the world, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Your ways are much higher than our ways, God. You put our sins away from us, God, as far as the east is from the west, Lord. And they are no longer remembered, God. Lord, let us love like you love, Lord, unconditional, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for the blood that brought us life. Life in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I turn the prayer over, line over back to our prayer lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank you for that. Good prayer. Thank
you. You're welcome.
You say, let the word run rampant through the world. Hey, do y'all know how that can happen? That's us. That is us ministering from our location. We're everywhere around the world. So if we're sharing the gospel, if we're preaching, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, proclaiming the good news of the Lord, it will run rampant around this world. Wow. Y'all got me on fire. Y'all got me on fire. Our hour of power. We don't just come here just for a little get together, for a little powwow, but we come to get strengthened. We come to get delivered. We come for the anointing. We come that we're sitting right in the face of God, that we can ask him what we will, and as long as according to his will, he'll grant it unto us. Man, y'all got me going this morning. Listen, let me get myself together. Let me do my thing. Hey, so somebody wants to be a prayer lead. I know y'all do, because y'all see how good it is. Y'all see what's going on. You want to be a prayer lead. You want to be a host. Go ahead and call the church. That's 216-475-6327. Let them know you want to be a prayer lead. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I have been away for a little bit, and as soon as I get the opportunity, I want to be right back in my spot. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I'll take somebody's spot because I just be so happy that I got a moment that I can jump in. I was listening even last week. And Minister Erica don't change her Wednesdays to won't he do it Wednesday? I'm like, well, I need something for Monday. But I didn't come up with nothing. But that's all right. The Lord is still good. Listen, people, if you do have to go, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was praised, said, blessed you this morning, encouraged you to be strong in this week. But I want you to remember our partner support through their giving. So if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. If you can't remember any of that, you always can go to the website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your GPS. That's your 1 minute or less testimony telling us of the goodness of God. I say sing your favorite song, read your favorite scripture, however the Lord leads you. Do it in that 1 minute, upload it. You can also upload your prayer request there. We want to pray with you and for you, so you can put your prayer request there. And I'm going to get this right out the way, too, because I don't know how long I'm going to go. But y'all know what I'm about to do, the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As a mature believer, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God. and serve his purpose. That is just my declaration. If it's yours, I believe God is blessing you for sure. I see, and y'all forgive me, I have the back end so I can see who's on. I don't want y'all to be like, oh, she checking who's on. But I thought I saw Sister Stacy on here, and she might have jumped off. But I wanted to ask her how her granddaughter was doing. She's here. I'm going to unmute you if you don't mind. I know this is out of not what we normally do, but if you don't mind, is everything okay with your granddaughter?
Yes, she is doing much better. They're looking forward to discharging her today.
Come on, look at God, y'all. As soon as I saw your name, like I said, I don't want nobody to be weirded, but I can see it from the back end. I just wanted to make sure because we are praying, and it's just another testimony, y'all, of how God will do. Don't get weary in your prayers. Like, it may feel like it's not happening the way you want it to happen, as quick as you want it to happen, but I believe that God answers prayers, all right? Hey, so y'all see, it's me. I'm the last prayer lead. Let me pull myself back together. My mother prayed my scripture that I was going to come out of, but I was talking to my young people on yesterday, and we were talking about mental health. Because a lot of times, and we know this, sometimes we are very dismissive of their mental challenges. Reason, it's a lot of reasons. But I told them one of mine is because we had to just make it through. We didn't too much talk about our mental health, depression or anxiety or anything like that. But I did give them a scripture, a couple of scriptures, but I'm going to read this one. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled." I just want to pray for mental health this morning. I want to pray for our young people, and I want to pray for us as a people in general, because I think sometimes we don't think about what we're going through and how it affects us. And we'll shake it off, but we have to make sure that we stay prayed up even in this section of our life. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you, and we do praise you, O God, for another day that you have given us, another day that you have strengthened us, another day that you have allowed us to come into your presence, O God. Lord, your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are in the midst of your people this morning. And Lord, we want to lift up your people before you this morning. Lord, we want to lift up your people that are dealing with depression and anxiety, oh God. Lord, they're dealing with fear, oh God. Lord, they're dealing with so many different pressures, oh God. And Lord, they don't know what to do, oh God. But Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that even the people that are connected to the people that are on the line, oh God, that's dealing with these different things, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we can stand in the gap for them, oh God. Lord, that we can call out their names, oh God. Lord, and even when we don't know the name, oh God, Lord, that you know the names, oh God. Lord, you know the situations that they're dealing with, oh God. Lord, you know how the enemy is coming up against their minds, oh God. But Lord, allow them to know that that they are not fighting against flesh and blood, but they're fighting against principalities in high places, oh God. And Lord, that you have given them the weapons, oh God, So, Lord, bring them down, Lord Jesus, and bring it into captivity, O God. And, Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would go into the situation, O God. Lord, that you would relieve the depression, O God. Lord, that you would give them the relief for their anxiety, O God. Lord, that you would let them know, Lord Jesus, that you have not given them the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, O God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would draw this generation, O God. Lord, this generation that is connected to their feelings, O God. Lord, this generation that is so much more aware of their mental health, O God. Lord, but I pray, Lord Jesus, that even as they are becoming more aware of their mental health, Lord Jesus, Lord, let them know that they are literally connected into you, O God. And Lord, if they connect themselves into you, O God, Lord, your word has assured us that you are giving us perfect peace. Lord, that you are giving us a peace that surpasses all understanding, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that somebody is on the line, O God. Lord, that they don't speak it, O God. Lord, maybe they don't even recognize it, O God. But Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would come into their room, O God. Lord, that you would set the atmosphere even now, O God. Lord, that peace would come upon them, O God. Lord, because you are the God of peace, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that we can call on you, O God. Lord, and you will hear and you would answer, O God. Lord, that we get testimonies, O God. Lord, that babies are being healed, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that somebody's faith, Lord Jesus, has been strengthened this morning. Lord, even from the testimony that the baby would be released today, O God. Lord, that the testimonies come forward, O God. Lord, that you would get glory, that you would get honor, Lord Jesus. Lord, that somebody's mind, Lord Jesus, would be re-regulated, O God, in you, O God. Lord, that they will find their renewal in you, O God. Lord, that they'll understand that they can't do anything separate from you, O God. Lord, that you have become our strength, O God. Lord, that the song says strength like no other, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help, and we know that our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, we thank you even now, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for you changing situations in our lives, O God. Lord, those doors that you closed, O God, Lord, that we didn't understand, O God, because your ways are above our ways, O God. Your thoughts are above our thoughts, O God. Lord, what we think, O God, we may not be in order at that time, O God. Lord, that you might try to give us something, or we might be asking for something that is too soon, that we're not ready for it, O God. So you hold it from us, O God. But let us believe even now, Lord Jesus, that your delay is not a denial, O God. Lord, that you will do exactly what you promised us, O God. Lord, that it will come in time, O God. Lord, that you make everything perfect in your time, O God. Lord, that it is not in us, O God, but it is in you, O God. Lord, that we can call out to the only God that hears and answers, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, O God. We thank you for the answered prayers, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the things that's on delay, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that for the no's that you have told us, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the direction that you have led us in, O God. Lord, because your word says that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you, O God. Lord, order our steps even now, O God. Lord, make our ways straight, O God. Lord, light the path, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, we know even if we're in the valley of the shadow of death, we don't need to fear because you are with us, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you are with us in the valley. Lord, we thank you, O God, when you are with us on the mountaintop, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you have us free, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for your anointing and your power. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit that you have put inside of us, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you have woke us up this morning in our right minds, O God. Lord, in a mind to praise you, in a mind to seek you, in a mind to worship you, O God. There is none like you, O God, in all the earth, O God. And we look to you. We look to you, O God. We look to you, O God. Lord, the sustainer of our faith, O God, we look to you even now, O God, and we give you all the praise, We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We want to thank you. I want to thank God for your people, oh God, that joined us this morning, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the prayer leads that went forth this morning, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you're going to cover us for the rest of the week, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, that we made the first thing first, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you're going to set the atmosphere going forward, oh God. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Go before us. Meet us at our jobs, Lord Jesus. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now. We praise you for it. We count it done. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, people of God, if y'all don't mind, can we have just a little bit of praise right before we get up out of here? Can we close the prayer with a praise? I'm going to unmute the line at this time.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know that you are
my strength like no other, strength like no other.
That's my song.
You are my strength like no other, strength like no other. Reaches to me.
God is our strength.
Yes, He is.
We can lean on Him. We can believe on Him. He reaches out to you. You are not alone. You are not alone. And we want to thank God for this service. Thank you, Lord. Hey, people of God, it is 9 o'clock. Bishop is on Daily Bread. Y'all can meet him over on YouTube. I want y'all to have an amazing week. God bless you. God bless you. And I love you. Hey, I'm going to unmute the line. Y'all can say goodbye to one another.